Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Identity theft in the natural realm. There's identity theft in the spiritual realm as well. There are so many people that are Christians and they've got a big problem. The devil has stolen their identity. And what I mean by that, well, when they stand up and say, I'm sick, well, then God said you're healed. He stole your identity of being healed, and you're claiming the wrong identity. And once he's stolen your identity, he can take your goods, whereby he'll get your health. Yeah. I'm broke. Thank you. You've given me an opening to your money right now. And you know what concerns me? And I just want to say this to the folks watching by way of the internet. You know, the devil, a lot of people think, well, he's under my feet. I've got him and this and that. But he's pretty effective. Look at the world and you'll see the effect that he's having. And he tried to stop the church with COVID, correct? Was he successful? Okay, now you say no. Look behind you, and we used to be full to the back wall. So he has been successful. There are a lot of people that, you see what happens. When you fall into a little bit of a rut, you know what a rut is? It's a coffin with the two ends kicked out. And you're moving up and down in that rut. And what happens is you get into a place and you become lethargic. All of a sudden, well, I haven't been to church in months or weeks. And I haven't been to church because of COVID in 7, 8 months or a year. But, you know, I kind of got used to it now. Kind of like it. I can stay in my PJs and watch the Word. And if I don't get up in time, I'll catch it later. And then we forget. And people start missing. The devil's smarter than a lot of people think. Yeah. Now, Pastor Adam was saying that if you give your tithes and offerings, God rebukes the devourer for you. In other words, inflation hits. God rebukes that out of your life because you're a tither and a giver. But what happens when you're not tithing? Who has to rebuke the devourer now? You're going to have to fight him on your own strength. God said, because you're not giving your tithes and your offerings, you're cursed with a curse, even the whole nation. Amen. So people that have been watching and not involved and maybe watching occasionally and not more than should be, they're starting to fall away, and to come back, sometimes it's very, very difficult to get back to those hours of dedication to God, that fellowship you had with God, the giving of tithes and offerings. You've got comfortable now, and now the devil is starting to rebuke and devour you. And he'll do it throughout your life. So I want to implore you, we do clean the place. We do sanitize the place. We do extra, and I know that they'll do it after service today for tonight. We're taking precaution. If you need to wear a mask, wear it. If you need to wear gloves, wear them. If you need to social distance, do it. But stop allowing yourself to be separated from the kingdom and the body of Christ. You've got to be together. That's why God said he doesn't want you forsaking the gathering of the saints together. Because here's where you're being fed. Here's where you're going to get your anointing coming back on your life. Here's where the devil and the devourer is going to be put in his place. And you're going to learn stuff and use it out in the world. But now because you're not coming, you're not getting fed as much as you should. You're not in the corporate anointing. You're kind of like a wandering sheep. Now, I understand if your immune's compromised, if you have issues or certain things like that. But if it's just that you kind of like it this way, you're in trouble. Yeah. I'm just saying like it is. Because if I, the apostle of this church, don't tell the truth, well, then it's going to be on my head. You're in trouble. Amen. If you're comfortable staying at home, watching the TV occasionally, maybe all the time, but you're in trouble. That's what the devil does. When you look at a lion, the Bible says it goes around like a lion. Right? Like a roaring lion, devouring those who he can devour. Well, I'm from Africa, and I've seen the lion hunting many times. And what the lion does is he separates the weak, or he separates the young, or he finds one that's not strong, an old one, and it's separated from the herd or the flock. That's the one he goes for. That's the truth. And God said he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Could it be the ones that he can devour are the ones that have separated themselves now? So the devil has pulled a fast one. Don't think he hasn't been effective. The churches all around the world are way less where they were. So we've got to be about our Father's business, and we've got to start getting people and encourage people to get back. Amen. But what about the new strain of this and the new strain of that? Let me tell you something. There's going to be strains until the return of Jesus. Yeah. And he's coming back. So you better decide today, you know, I'm going to get sold out to God. Because today we're going to talk about something that's particularly, it's not thought of in the world anymore, and it's holiness. Amen. We can talk lawlessness and we can talk all day, but talk holiness, we'll have a 2-minute conversation. Because we don't recognize that anymore. The world doesn't recognize it. I don't recognize America, and I've only been here 21 years. When I came here, from where I was when I first came, I don't recognize it as the same country anymore. Oh, I don't. No. And those of you that have been here all your life, you don't recognize it. Come on. You hear what I'm saying? So the devil is pulling a fast one. So we better be on top of the devil. We better be one up on him. The Bible says, know the wiles of the devil. The wiles means his strategies. The way he plans, the way he does things. He says, know the wiles of the devil. You better know that this COVID was all brought in to stop the voice of the church. And now they're going to have hate crime. So when you speak from the Bible, it could be considered a hate crime and you can end up in jail. So he is pulling a fast one. And people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. Amen. But not us. We are going to continue in the Word of God. And we're going to continue with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're going to have that relationship we always had. And if it's gone, Machai, we're going to get back to that relationship. And this teaching is going to help us. But amen? Okay. We're talking about a life of holiness. And a picture should come up in a second. A life of holiness. Everyone say, a life of holiness. Now the question is, can I live in these times a life of holiness? Can I, in the end time, and the way things are going in the world, can I still live a life of holiness? And is it even relevant living a holy life to me today? Was that not just for the old covenant people? Is holiness still a relevant saying in a child of God's life today? Listen, let me tell you something. We actually had a memory verse. If you all remember the memory verse, it was Hebrews 12:14. And here's what it said. And you need to learn this. Get it in your memory. Listen to what he says. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which we will not see the Lord. Without holiness, you're not going to see God face to face. Because nothing unholy can come into the presence of a holy, powerful, mighty God. So he says, follow peace with all men. That's a novel idea. Can you imagine being peaceful with my neighbor? I mean, he parked on my lawn. How dare he? I'm not interested in peace. I'm going to get him. His dog pooped on my lawn. You'd be surprised at how many people have these issues in their lives over nothing. When the world's going to hell in a handbasket, they're fighting about your dog came on my lawn. Hello. He says, follow peace with all men. Now, that doesn't just mean men. It means woman as well. Hello. Wouldn't that be a novel idea in a marriage? Can you imagine having peace in a marriage? Oh, my Lord, I wonder what that looks like. Come on. I'm talking to children of God here. I'm talking to people that are different to unsaved people. I'm talking to people that have got a righteous spirit and they've been sanctified. They've been made holy. I'm talking to someone different than an unsaved person. And we've got to recognize that there's a major difference. Now, I don't want to get into that. The Bible says they cannot receive the truth because they're spiritually discerned. It means they don't have the Holy Spirit. They cannot receive truth. So our job is to get them saved. Once they save, the Holy Spirit comes in them. Now he can lead them and guide them in truth. But until then, don't try to argue with an unsaved person about anything that's in line with the Word of God, because you're not going to win. Amen. So follow peace with all men and holiness, without which, without holiness, no one is going to see God. So God sanctified us. Amen. So God is completely, he's a completely holy God, and it's impossible to dwell in his presence without being holy. And we spoke about that, how Moses said, let me see your face. And he said, you can't see me and live because you're unholy. And he put him in the cleft of the rock. There was a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus sanctified us. The blood of Jesus made us righteous, and he sanctified us. That means he made us holy, and he set us apart. Amen. Say, I have been set apart for God. You see, we have been set apart. He made us holy, and he set us apart. What am I apart from? I'm set apart from the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Is that not the truth? We are different than the unsaved, and a picture is going to come up now. We are in the world, but we are not of this world. We are different than the world. And we ought to be different. We should be speaking truth and life and love, and demonstrating truth and life and love. And don't let someone's ugliness affect your loveliness. Well, he said so-and-so to me. That's fine, but you're a child of God. And God said, love even those that abuse you. Amen. So we should be different to the world. We're in the world, but come out of them. He told Moses, come out from among them. And if we want to be leaders to a lost and dying world, we better step up in front, look right, and look positive, and do the right thing, and show them how to live. Moses had to come out from among them and lead them. We need to come out from among the world. Stop looking and sounding like the world. Don't tread on my toes, Pastor. Don't worry, I'll just shine your shoes. Seriously. If we're still watching what they watch, doing what they do, saying what they say, agree with what they agree with, and become politically correct like them, you're in the world. And we have to come out from among them. We've got to be different. Who, listen, when all of this stuff comes down the way it's coming down, who will they turn to if not us? Who are they going to turn to? If the church is like the world, there's nowhere we can go. And Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. Can you say amen? Amen. And that's why holiness is a big deal. It is a big deal. It means everything to a child of God. Without it, you don't see him. My God, can you imagine? And we think that holiness went away with the old covenant. When we came in the new covenant, we're living under greasy grace. I can slide by a slip away with anything, whatever I feel to do. You don't put me under the law. I'm not going to tithe. You're putting me under the law. Okay, try that. How's it working for you?
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30